gotta take what comes around. Sometimes there's always more, then sometimes your world runs dry. Sometimes you get to feel it.
That was a song called Sometimes, because the word crops up a lot. This is a train song called The Mallard. Which is, a mallard is a duck. Why call a train after a duck? Never figured that one out. The Mallard is my favourite train, it's beautiful. Lives in a museum these days. But every now and again they let it out for a trip round the country. A bit like me. I wrote this song on a station in York, which is in Yorkshire, the county of my birth. And I was in what could only be described as bad condition. Poor at best. But there, through the rain, I think, I saw across the railroad tracks the Mallard standing there in the rain. And it's all blue and streamlined and lovely, and it cheered me up somewhat. And at the end of this thing, there's at the end of the train song, there's an instrumental thing called Ponchatoula, which is about one of my favourite places down south. Unfortunately, or fortunately, it's on the northern shores of Lake Pontchartrain. It's a little wooden town. It may not be there anymore. So this might be a lament for Ponchatoula instead of just Ponchatoula. Anyway, this is the Mallard first. Thank you. is a picture from the age of steam. You represent my wildest dreams, but it's farewell to the mallard in you. Farewell to the mallard in you. Thank you. This is another instrumental thing that, again, from a trip that I made down south. This is a thing called Caddo Lake, which is on the Texas-Louisiana border. And it's one of those things in life that you find when you're not looking for it, and they're really great because you really appreciate them, because you weren't looking for them at all. I was looking for a place called Uncertain, Texas, because I just had to go to Uncertain. If they weren't sure, how the hell could I be? And while nobody knew where it was, and while I was looking for it, I found Caddo Lake, which is a really peaceful lake, with all fish plopping about and flies buzzing and things. So I just sat there all day and played the guitar, so I thought, it's all right, I'm on my holidays, so what do I care? So this is Caddo Lake. Thank you. This is a song called Kodak Ghosts for reasons that I won't bore you with at the moment. There's a million stories. If you want to hear them, come and see me play. Thank you. Okay, this is a thing called Fahey's Flag, which is dedicated to the late, great John Fahey. A wonderful guitar player and a somewhat bizarre human being, to say the least. Commemorates a dinner that me and my wife had at John's house when he was living in Los Angeles. And the details are really not for the faint-hearted. But suffice to say that it finished up with John sitting naked at the end of the dinner table, except for a genuine flag from one of the Nuremberg rallies. The fact that John was the size of a house at that time made it a particularly appealing spectacle to somebody with a weird sense of humour. So this is called Fahey's Flag, which is a pastiche, which is French for a piss take. Flag. This is this is a song called Memphis in Winter, which is about the first time I ever went into Memphis after having driven across Arkansas in a blizzard. And it was not a very happy town. There were a lot of people in a bad way, freezing in the doorways, huddling in the steam to try and keep warm. So I wrote this. From all that, about 20 yards away, there were people drinking champagne in the Peabody Hotel. And I must admit, I was one of them. This is not going to get me the keys to the city of Memphis, bet you any money. Thank you.
river comes rolling, where the levee tends to break, where to walk the streets at night. Well, it's not a risk that you will take, 'cause it's cold, cold down on the river. But you can see the Memphis Belle. This ain't no scene from heaven. This could be seen as hell.